بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had mentioned that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed Fir'aun and his people, Allah then gave leadership, authority, power to the Bani Israel. Allah made them inherit the lands that were left behind by Fir'aun and his people. And the Bani Israel, who were once enslaved by Fir'aun, they were regarded as second-class citizens. Now they were the leaders of the land, and they had authority and power. And then they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now once they had this leadership, so some of them were sincere, they wanted to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. So they asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that why don't you ask your Rabb, ask Allah, to send a divine scripture to us, which will guide us, which will show us what is correct, what to do, what not to do. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah. He asked Allah to send a divine scripture, some book to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made an appointment with Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And first Allah said to him that you will have to seclude yourself for a period of 30 to 40 days. And in this time you should devote yourself to my worship. You should keep fast. And when this period of time is concluded, then I will meet you, or rather I will call you to a certain place, and then I will give you this divine book. So this is what is now spoken about. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. Allah said, we made an appointment with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam at the conclusion of 30 days, and we then supplemented it with a further 10 days. فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً. So the appointed time of his Rabb was now concluded at 40 days. And here Mufassirin have mentioned that what is the wisdom behind mentioning 30 and thereafter another 10, whereas we find elsewhere in the Quran 40 days is mentioned. So why 30 and 10? So some Mufassirin are of the opinion that initially the first appointment was 30 days, that you will have to pass a period of 30 days keeping fast, devoting yourself to my worship, secluding yourself. And when the 30 days passes, I will then call you. And it is mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fasted for these 30 days. When the 30 days were over, he then took a miswak, a twig, and he brushed his teeth or he cleansed his mouth. And at this point, the angels then mentioned or said to him that all this time, this 30 days, you had been fasting, and there was a certain scent that would emerge from your mouth, which was very beloved to us, beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that you have cleansed your mouth, this smell of course is now gone, and therefore you must complete another 10 days of fasting and then come to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously this has been also taught to us in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَخُلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمْ أَطْيَبُ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. That the scent that comes out of the mouth of a fasting person is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than musk also. But we know that we are permitted to use the miswak, and we are allowed to cleanse our mouth while we are fasting. We should not give taklif to others. But nevertheless, this was one of the wisdoms behind it, first being 30 days and thereafter another 10 days. So when this 40-day period was now concluded, وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ. Musa alayhi salam now said to his brother Harun, أُخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي. That you now take my place amongst my people. In other words, you govern them, look after them. وَأَصْلِحْ. Ensure that you do what is correct. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And make sure you do not follow the way of those who wish to cause mischief. So he advises his brother Harun that when you take my place, then ensure that you govern correctly. And here, ulama have explained as well that Musa alayhi salam offered this advice to Harun not because he didn't trust him. If he did not trust him, or he thought that Harun would not look after his people, then he would not have left him in charge. But any good leader who appoints a deputy, will always give parting advices. He will try to tell this person that make sure you govern correctly, you lead with dignity, etc. So it was not a lack of trust that he had in his brother Harun, but this was his mere parting advices to him, that look after the Bani Israel, ensure that things are done correctly. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now came at our appointed time, Allah says, وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. And his Rabb then spoke to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned, at this juncture spoke to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, without any intermediary, without any angel between the two of them. Normally, when Allah sends any wahi to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, the normal method is this is done via Jibreel alayhi salam. He is used as the intermediary, or at times the Nabi is shown something in his dream, or some thought is put into his heart, but very rarely is direct speech takes place between Allah and the Nabi. This was one of those occasions which happened with Allah and Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Another occasion is mentioned between Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Mi'raj. But nevertheless, here Allah speaks directly to Musa alayhi salam. And when he converses with Allah, then that desire comes into him that if only I could see Allah. So qala, he says, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. He says, oh my Rabb, show yourself to me, I want to look at you. So Allah says to him, qala, lan tarani. You will never be able to see me in this world. Walakin inzur ilal jabal. But if you insist, then look at the mountain. فَإِنْ إِسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. In other words, I will reveal some of my splendor, my magnificence to the mountain. If it remains fixed in its place, then you can try and see me. So Allah says this to him, فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّى رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ. When his Rabb now appeared before the mountain, or when he now exposed a bit of his glory to the mountain, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّنْ. It caused the entire mountain to be leveled to the ground. The entire mountain was crushed into pieces. وَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fell down unconscious, just looking at the mountain which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed some of his splendor to. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fell unconscious. فَلَمَّا أَفَاقَ. When he regained consciousness, قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ. He then immediately addresses Allah and says, glory be to you. تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. I turn to you in tawbah, in repentance. In other words, I repent to you for asking regarding something that is not possible for me in this world. I should not have made this request. Wa ana awwalul mu'minin. And I am the first to believe in you. In other words, I do not doubt your divine nature. I do not doubt your power. I do not doubt your glory. Whether I see you or not, I still have iman and faith in you. So here Mufassirin have mentioned regarding looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it possible for a person to see Allah? So Mufassirin have mentioned, and ulama of Aqidah as well say, that it is not possible for a person to see Allah in this world. But not because it is intrinsically impossible, but this is Allah's decision, that in this world no human being will have the capacity to see me. Of course in the hereafter it will be totally different, as we read in Surah Al-Qiyamah in today's Fajr Salah, وُجُوهُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ نَاظِرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةً. That there will be those people whose faces will be shining on the day of Qiyamah, and they will get a chance to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرُونَ رَبَّكُمْ عِيَانًا. That those blessed people in Jannah will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of them. So to look at Allah, to see Allah, this will take place in Jannah. Of course, we cannot understand how this will happen, or what form, or what a person will see. This Allah is beyond our understanding. But this definitely will take place in the hereafter. In this world it is not possible. Ulama say for two reasons. Number one, human beings in this world are deficient, are limited in their ability, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's splendor and glory is beyond what our eyesight can manage. And the second reason is that the most enjoyable aspect or thing for a person will be to look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this most enjoyable aspect and bounty is something reserved for Jannah. This bounty is so great that it is reserved for us in Jannah, and the joy and the excitement and the enjoyment will be kept for that time when a person, a believer, will now look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, this takes place. Qala, Allah now says, Ya Musa, inni istafaytuka ala nas. I have selected you, I have chosen you over all the people, bi risalati wa bi kalami, by sending my messages to you, and by speaking to you directly. فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ. So take what I have given to you, the scripture that I have given to you. وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And be from those who are grateful, who are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this is consolation for him, that despite you not being able to see me, but you have been chosen, selected by me as my Nabi, as my messenger. So you will now take this message to the people and instruct them to abide by whatever is in it. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the scripture that was given to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.